PBS's Nawaz, some of Kirk's messages could be seen as those that might incite harm to others. By Ian Hanchett on September 16, 2025. On Monday's broadcast of PBS NewsHour, co-host Amna Nawaz said that his critics have pointed out the fact that some of Charlie Kirk's messages could have been seen as those that might incite harm against others. He used anti-Semitic language, anti-immigrant language, anti-black language. Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, FIRE, legal director Will Creeley said, "I don't know the man, but I imagine that Kirk would be horrified by a state-approved ideological viewpoint that mandated disagreement with his views. I remember all this happening after the tragic murder of George Floyd. There was a lot of nervousness about cancel culture or making sure that, if you didn't have the right view about Floyd's death, you couldn't hold a position at a public university or a private employer." Nawaz then stated, Kirk himself kept a list of academics that he felt should be fired for what they had to say or the views that they expressed. And there's also, as his critics point out, the fact that some of his messages could have been seen as those that might incite harm against others. He used anti-Semitic language, anti-immigrant language, anti-black language. How do you look at that? Nawaz also stated that there have been callous remarks about Kirk's killing and that there is no excuse for violence. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.